content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this one from Woman's Day. Let Your Garden Take Flight. Melinda Myers, a gardening expert, an author, and host of the instant video series, How to Grow Anything, available on thegreatcourses.com. That's thegreatcourses.com, reveals how to attract butterflies and other creatures to help your oasis thrive. She offers four tips. Offer diversity flowers. Plant a variety of blooms in different shapes, sizes, and colors so as to attract a wider range of native bees, hummingbirds, and other pollinators. Then make pollination easier. Include single-type flowers with few petals and open centers that provide easy access to the pollen and nectar for pollinators. Keep your trimmings. Don't drag garden trimmings to the recycling center. Use leaves as mulch in the garden to reduce the required work and support pollinators living in leaf litter or below ground. And always be blooming. Have flowers blooming throughout the growing season, providing butterflies with a constant source of food. This includes blooms from trees, shrubs, and spring and summer flowering bulbs, as well as annual and perennial flowers. From Magnolia magazine, this by Joanna Gaines, the editor of the magazine. The moment I can see summer shining in the not so distant, it feels like a finally and at last. I love spring for all that it brings, but each year it puts me to work. It asks that I dig new roots and see what grows. It's an inhale. And by May, I've nurtured my fresh beginnings and cultivated my best-laid plans. But summer is our sweet exhale, and it asks only one thing, that we savor what we've sown. For 90 days, nature shows off its brightest and boldest. Summer's colors are at their richest, its fruits at their peak, and its invitation that we do the same. In past years, knowing that summer's charm, though infinite, is not endless, tempted me to build in moments that would shine just as bright. In an effort to make summer count, I would plan it all out, from family getaways to girls' nights to get every project done that we can. Before I knew it, summer was full, but in all the ways that I might assure, I miss it completely. We're good at penciling in plans we hope will satisfy our souls, right? Ones that might fill us up in ways we've heard they can. Sometimes they do, and sometimes structure steals true joy. I know I've missed savoring a worthy moment because I was busy planning a perfect one. But this issue's call to savor has me anticipating a summer of simple pleasures. I want to follow nature's cues and the sun up and out. I want to splash in its light and sit beneath its slow set. I want to let my eyes settle and my moments linger. It's an act of resistance, I think, to savor the here and now when the world pressures us to find better and faster. To feel deeply when the world says to feel quickly. But imagine brimming. Imagine unfettered delight. Imagine breathing deeply until a moment sinks in fully. Imagine a wholehearted return to what fuels us most. Sun-warmed skin and fresh-cut grass beneath our feet, dipping our toes in the water and our hands deep into the sand. The moments you can collect may not be loud or flashy. They might be quiet or covered or far-off view you were lucky to catch. But this I know to be true. A moment savored says to your soul, you have lived something beautiful. And it keeps you buoyed. It sustains you when you're running empty. It lifts you and carries you forward. From Good Housekeeping, The Why of Walking. Science proves it. These five giant health prizes can all be yours for the low, low price of hitting the road. You know that any exercise helps lower your risk of heart disease and can lift your mood, but every step you take helps your health in more ways than you may realize. Check out these research-backed health benefits of walking. First, sounder sleep. People who walk often report sleeping better, according to research, and better sleep sets off a chain reaction, says Shirley Retick, PhD, a professor of health and kinesiology at Purdue University. You feel better when you're done, and then that night you will sleep better, which means you'll have an improved mood tomorrow, which means you're more likely to exercise again, she explains. More brain power. Walking can improve cognition, and one study even showed that regular walking increases brain size in older adults, says Joaquin U. Gonzalez, PhD, an associate professor of kinesiology at Texas Tech. Other research suggests that walking can inspire your inner artist. A study from Stanford University found that walking increased creativity by 60%. Stable blood sugar. For people worried about diabetes, walking has the ability to improve glucose regulation and lower 24-hour blood sugar levels, says Gonzalez. That's likely because it gets blood flowing, he says. The rise in blood flow delivers glucose to the brain, heart, and muscle to utilize as fuel. Even short 2-minute bouts every 20 minutes can help the body lower blood sugar after a meal. Excuse me, a stronger immune system. It turns out that aerobic exercise, including walking, helps build up the immune cells that target and destroy pathogens. That's probably why people who exercise regularly have a lower risk of becoming seriously ill from infections. And a longer life. One 11-year study showed that those who took at least 7,000 steps per day had a 50 to 70% lower risk of dying during the study period compared with those who took fewer steps. Research in older U.S. women shows that as little as 4,400 steps per day lowers risk of death, with greater step counts producing greater health benefits, says Gonzalez. Unlike machines, bodies get stronger with use, says Retick. From Real Simple, the beauty road test, SPF superstars. You already apply sunscreen every day, crushing it, so we'll skip that reminder. Instead, we'll just rave about these winners from our recent testing. They protect, correct, and more. Slather away, then slay the day. And they offer up some options here. Best for boosting glow. Supergoop Daily Dose Bioretinol Plus Mineral SPF 40. This tinted stuff feels more like a fancy serum than a sunscreen. It's so luxe, you'll actually look forward to using it. In addition to protecting your skin from those UV rays, it has bacoical, a plant-based retinol alternative, peptides, grapeseed extract, and English oak bark extract to help counteract the effects of sun damage. Rub in 6 drops after your moisturizer and you're all set. It's Supergoop Daily Dose Bioretinol and Mineral SPF 40, $46. Look for it on supergoop.com, SUPERGOOP.com. The Best Brightener, Beauty Stat Cosmetics Universal C Skin Refiner SPF 50. The brainchild of a cosmetic chemist, this lotion is full of vitamin C to help ward off dark spots and brighten existing ones. It's $85, though. Look for it on beautystat.com, BEAUTYSTAT.com. And that's the most expensive of the options. Best for on-the-go, Kula Refreshing Water Hydration Stick Organic Face Sunscreen SPF 50. 3 words, cooling coconut water. A beach bag must-have, this soothing stick is great for wiggly kids and hard-to-hit spots such as ears, nose, and toes. It's $30 on Kula.com, C-O-O-L-A.com. Best for the body, Neutrogena Hydro Boost Water Gel Lotion. This non-greasy gel shields your skin from harsh rays while infusing it with hydration. High hyaluronic acid, so you can skip the body lotion. It's $12. Neutrogena.com. It was SPF 30. Neutrogena.com. Best for lips, sun balm. Sunscreen, lip balm, SPF 30. Don't neglect your lips. In banana, mango, and watermelon flavors, these creamy, cocoa butter-based balms will give you serious vacay vibes. $4 each at Ulta. And best for dark skin, Black Girl Sunscreen Make It Matte, SPF 45. You'll never have to worry about a white cast again with this clear drying gel that doubles as a makeup primer. Squalene and shea butter add an awe factor. It's $18 at Target. From Real Simple, do you really have to sort your laundry? Everyone's got their 2 cents. We collected them, then called on the experts to settle the debate once and for all. So, we've got some people in the pro line here and some people that take the con line. Readers say, here's the pro, you need a towel load, a white load, a Lululemon load, and a color load. How else do you keep those whites nice and crisp? Someone else said, I like to do batches on different days of the week. Whites and colors on Monday, jeans on Thursday, sheets and towels on Friday. And someone else, I do lights, colors, darks, sheets, towels, dog towels, kitchen towels, and more towels. And in the no, not important camp, we've got brand new clothes that could bleed. Yes, I sort. Otherwise, nope. I have no time for that. Sorry, not sorry. And someone else, I never sort, and it has served me well for 10-plus years of laundry. And I only sort when I have enough for 2 loads. If not, it all goes in together. Saves time, water, and detergent. And the experts weigh in. Your clothes are begging to be sorted. It's necessary for the best results, says Jennifer Ahoney, scientist at Procter & Gamble, the company behind Tide, Gain, and other detergents. You've heard the cautionary red sock in white laundry tale, but in less dramatic mixed load scenarios, white shirts can get dingy, fabrics can roughen up, and adult-sized tees can come out, well, fun size. Many garments now are treated to prevent dye transfer, Ahoney explains, but it can still happen. Dyes aside, dirt and body oils can transfer from one article of clothing to another, and abrasive fabrics like jeans can rub against delicates. Then there's the shrinking. Different materials require different drying times, says Fran Kozin, senior lecturer of fiber science and apparel design at Cornell University. A lightweight top could become smaller if you wash and dry it with a thick sweatshirt. So what's the magic number of loads? Well, that depends. When sorting, consider color, fabric, and levels of dirtiness. Or just do what makes sense for you, says Brian Sansoni, senior VP at the American Cleaning Institute. Households are different, he says. Some might only worry about colors because they don't have heavily soiled clothes. Both Ahoney and Kozin say to focus on color at the very least. For the sake of sustainability, wash on cold and use only 2 tablespoons of detergent per load. Super busy? You won't destroy your clothes by combining loads one time. Just watch for red socks. From Good Housekeeping, simple ways to improve water quality. The experts in the Home Improvement Lab recommend these easy solutions for assessing and filtering water before it gets into your cup. First, a lead testing kit. This do-it-yourself kit lets you test your home's drinking water for dissolved lead. We got quick, accurate results that indicated whether the water contained lead above the EPA's lead action levels. It's the Safe Home DIY Lead in Drinking Water Test Kit. $22, available on Amazon. The under-the-sink filter. Aquazana's three-stage filter works on water before it gets to your faucet. It's NSF certified to reduce 77 contaminants, including certain heavy metals, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, and water treatment disinfectants, as well as sediment. It's the Aquazana three-stage Max Flow Clarium, $225 on Amazon. And the filter pitcher. A pitcher is an easy and affordable option for improving water quality. Our pros like this one because it filters quickly and removes chlorine to improve the taste, as well as other chemicals. It's the Brita Everyday Water Filter Pitcher, available for $45 on Amazon. And from Real Simple, How to Do Things, the 20-minute reorg, Pupdate Your Pet's Storage Situation. Your love for your four-legged friend, unmatched. Your love for all the things he accumulates, meh. Try these tricks to wrangle his gear. First, do some shedding. If you have 7 leashes, 43 collars, and an uncountable number of plushies, it's time to debulk. First, pull out any supplies you can donate. Unopened food, harnesses that no longer fit, sweaters that didn't go over well. Then tackle that toy collection and keep only the faves. Toss any that are beyond repair or have become unsafe. Watch out for loose squeakers. And put the rest in the donation pile. Next, find a spot for everything. In the kitchen, clear a cabinet for extra bowls and treats your dog doesn't enjoy daily. His go-tos can live in an easy-access canister. Keep his bag of kibble well sealed in an airtight container to stretch shelf life. By the door, hang leashes and coats on hooks. Set up a caddy with all his grooming tools and products. Finally, put all his important documents and info in a single folder or notebook. And hide what you can. Some things obviously need to be out in the open, like beds, bowls, and the most beloved toys. For everything else, there's bins and baskets. Use cute containers to stash unsightly items, such as gnawed-up toys. Out of sight, to keep them out of sight, stockpiled stuff, such as poop bags, bulk nibbles, can go in a closet or the basement until needed. From Real Simple, Mother Knows Beauty. This is three more women sharing their inherited beauty tricks that they hold dear. Next, I've already done one of them last week. Exfoliate with a washcloth. Renee Rouleau, celebrity esthetician and founder of the eponymous skincare line. We spent summers at my grandmother's cabin in Wisconsin and bathed in a sauna. She had me rub my skin with a wet washcloth and apply lotion immediately afterward. This sloughs off dead skin and can help with hydration. It's still part of my regimen. Next, use coffee on your skin. That's Niakio Grieco, founder of the skincare line Relevant. My Kenyan coffee farmer grandmother crushed coffee beans and rubbed them on our limbs to remove dry skin. Years later, I created a skincare line that incorporates coffee oil to honor my grandmother. It is a powerful antioxidant that can help protect skin. And try a turmeric face mask. Anuja Capri, product designer based in Philadelphia and Kathmandu, Nepal, says, "My family mixes rose water with turmeric, or basar, as we call it in Nepali, to create a paste. You leave it on for 10 minutes until it's dry, then wet your fingers and scrub. We use the anti-inflammatory ingredient to help with acne, puffiness, and wrinkles." From Real Simple, an easy dinner or two here. First, spinach Alfredo fresh French bread pizza. Active time, only 10 minutes. Total time is 35, and it serves 4, is one pan, vegetarian and family friendly. We need 1 12-ounce loaf of French bread, halved lengthwise, 3/4 cup refrigerated Alfredo sauce, such as Reina brand, 1 cup packed fresh baby spinach, 1/3 cup thinly sliced red onion, 2 large cloves garlic, thinly sliced, 4 ounces Fontina cheese, shredded, or about a cup, 1 teaspoon fresh thyme leaves, and 1/8 of a teaspoon crushed red pepper. Preheat oven to 350, with rack about 8 inches from heat. Line a large rimmed baking sheet with aluminum foil. Place bread halves cut side up on the baking sheet. Spread sauce over the cut sides of the bread. Top with spinach, onion, and garlic. Then sprinkle with the cheese. Bake until sauce is bubbly and cheese is melted about 20 minutes. Excuse me. Increase oven temperature to broil. Broil until cheese is golden brown and edges are crispy 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from oven and let rest for 5 minutes. Sprinkle with thyme and crushed red pepper. Cut each half into 4 pieces. Does look pretty good. And creamy veggie chicken noodle soup. Active time is 25 minutes. Total time is 40. Serve 6. It's great for make ahead. Big batch, 1 pot, family friendly, and good if you get a cold. We need 8 cups lower sodium chicken broth, 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breast, 1 carrot peeled and sliced, 4 scallions sliced with dark green parts separated, 6 ounces dried cavatappi pasta, those are kind of curly, that's about 2 cups, 8 ounces green beans trimmed and cut into 1.5 inch pieces, 1 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 teaspoons chopped fresh tarragon, 2 teaspoons lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons fresh juice, 1 cup heavy cream, freshly ground black pepper for topping. Bring broth, chicken, carrot, and light green and white scallion slices to a boil in a large pot. Reduce heat to medium and cover, cook undisturbed until a thermometer inserted in the thickest part of the chicken reads 165 degrees, about 15 to 20 minutes. Transfer chicken to a plate. Let chicken rest for 5 minutes, then use forks to shred it into bite-sized pieces. While the chicken rests, add pasta to the pot and increase heat to medium-high. Cook, stirring occasionally, for 5 minutes. Stir in beans and salt. Cook, stirring occasionally, until pasta is al dente, about 5 minutes. Stir in tarragon, lemon zest, chicken, and cream. Cook until heated through, about 1 minute. Remove from heat and stir in lemon juice and dark green scallion slices. Top with pepper. From Woman's Day, strip steak with lemon mashed potatoes. Active time is 25 minutes. Total is 30. Serves 4. We need 1.5 pounds Yukon Gold potatoes, peeled and cut into 2-inch chunks, kosher salt and pepper, 1 cup fresh or frozen peas, 2 teaspoons lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons juice, 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, 2 3/4 inch thick strip steaks, about 1.5 pounds total, 2 small shallots thinly sliced, 1/2 cup dry white wine, and 1.5 tablespoons unsalted butter. Heat oven to 425. Place potatoes in a large pot. Cover with cold water and bring to a boil. Add 2 teaspoons salt, reduce the heat, and simmer until tender 15 to 18 minutes, adding peas during the last 3 minutes of cooking. Drain and return vegetables to pot. Add lemon zest and juice, 2 tablespoons oil, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and then mash. Meanwhile, heat remaining tablespoon oil in large skillet on medium high. Season steaks with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook to desired doneness 3 to 5 minutes per side for medium rare. Transfer steaks to a cutting board and let rest 5 minutes before slicing. Reserve skillet. Add shallots to the skillet and cook on medium, stirring occasionally until tender 2 to 4 minutes. Add wine and 1/4 cup water. cook, scraping up the browned bits with a wooden spoon until the liquid is reduced by half, 4 to 6 minutes. Remove from heat. Add butter and swirl pan to melt. Add a pinch each of salt and pepper. Spoon sauce over the steak and serve alongside the potatoes. And also from Woman's Day, kale pesto pasta. Active and total time are both 25 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 12 ounces of lasagna noodles broken into large pieces, 1.5 cups basil leaves, 8 ounces curly kale, ribs removed and leaves roughly chopped, 1/4 cup roasted unsalted almonds, 1 large clove of garlic pressed, 2 teaspoons lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, kosher salt, 6 tablespoons olive oil, parmesan and cracked black pepper for serving. Cook noodles per package directions. Reserve 1.5 cups pasta water, then drain pasta and return to pot. Meanwhile, fill large bowl with ice water. Place basil in strainer basket and dunk basket into boiling pasta water for 3 seconds, then immediately transfer to ice water. Add kale to boiling pasta water and cook 1.5 minutes. Scoop out with strainer and transfer to ice water. Drain and squeeze out any excess liquid. In food processor, chop almonds. Pulse in garlic, lemon zest and juice, red pepper flakes, and 1.5 teaspoons salt. Add blanched basil and kale and oil and puree, adding 1/4 to 1/2 cup pasta water until the mixture is smooth. Toss pesto with pasta, adding more pasta water as necessary to coat evenly. Serve topped with parmesan and cracked black pepper. From Good Housekeeping, roasted red pepper hummus. This makes 2 cups, and it takes 15 minutes to make. We need 1 red pepper halved and seeded, 1 15-ounce can of chickpeas rinsed, 1 small clove of garlic finely chopped, 1/4 cup tahini, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon McCormick smoked paprika, 1/4 teaspoon McCormick ground cumin, McCormick salt and pepper, crackers and vegetables for serving. Heat broiler. Place pepper, cut sides down on a rimmed baking sheet, and broil until charred, 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer to a bowl, cover, and let sit until cool enough to handle. Peel off and discard skin. Transfer peppers to a food processor along with chickpeas, garlic, tahini, lemon juice, paprika, cumin, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and puree until smooth. Serve with crackers and vegetables for dipping. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.